Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 104.3 WQAM.
Live!
Sorry, you took off my volume, Steph, all of a sudden. I was like, what the hell just happened? And we were on, and then we weren't. Can you crank it back up where it was?
Live!
Live from the Baptist Health Iceplex. It's Panthers Media Day, Leroy.
I got to tell you, the traffic was a breeze.
It was a breeze today.
Didn't hit any bumps. I left my house at like 25 to 9.
Yep.
Got here at 9 o'clock.
I
was shocked.
I got to tell you, I was in the Bill Zito press conference. I wanted to give him a hug. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you
for running an organization now, well.
Question. This is not a knock on anybody.
Yep.
But when the Panthers were rebuilding, what we thought of the Panthers was so low that they had a chance to do it in anonymity. Whereas with the Dolphins, because it's been so long and because it's been a struggle and because the fan base is so much bigger, they don't have that luxury.
I guess.
Because same thing with baseball.
Here's what I would say to that, though. And we'll get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at DoralHyundai.com. Here's what I would say to that. His most notorious move came after having the best record in the regular season, though.
I got you. No, so, but again, at that point, right, we were still, like, nobody was absolutely shocked at the move that he made because he could come up and say, we need to be tougher, we need to be this, right? I'm just saying that where they were, gave them a little more.
Are you like, I don't know really what's your point here? Like, is your point that the Dolphins, they have more attention on them? Like, they stink. They've stunk for 25 years.
I know.
Attention, but no attention. Who gives a rat's ass? Like, they've done a terrible job, and Bill Zito deserves a hug.
No, all right, you missed the point.
I don't think you made a point.
I did make a point.
I don't think you did.
I did
your point is less people were paying attention?
So let me ask you this. The Marlins will have a lot of time to rebuild because the interest in the Marlins isn't that great.
I guess. I mean, like, is forever a rebuild?
I mean, I'm – see, I'm trying to make the point. You understand what I'm saying, but you're going silly with it.
I'm not going silly with it.
You are.
I'm not going silly with it. It's a weird point. It's a like I don't. It kind of feels like you're taking away credit on
no,
it.
No, not at all.
Like how can like
not at all.
If
I'm
anything,
just saying,
if any, the guy running the Dolphins has been there for 20 years.
That I. But again, the way the Panthers did it, right? The way the Marlins are trying to do it. There's more patience because when this build started, there wasn't a demand to turn it around right away.
I guess why? Because there's less fans? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just because of where they were. It's not like that with the Dolphins. I'm not saying that they still don't suck. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if this team right now or in the last couple of years would have said, we're going to rebuild and we're going to reset, right? The fan base would be livid.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I don't see what you're saying. Like,
you're a true damn friend.
I know what you're trying to do, but I don't think you're doing it well. Like, okay. I got to be honest with you. I love you.
Okay.
It was a nice try.
It was a nice try. I was just making a try, but I kind of think
you smoked the layup.
I was just kind of making a mere observation, right?
You tried to make an observation.
I tried, but you just shot it down, acting all crazy.
He tried, David. Like, he didn't make a good.
No, I can
David,
ask
you want to sit down here for a second?
Sit down. I'm going to explain it to you.
Explain this.
I'm going to explain to an educated person.
No, no, no. You don't get to just do whatever you want.
Let me explain it.
All right, hold on. Let's.
Let me explain.
Tilt that towards me.
So.
Okay.
Hello.
So this is what I said.
David Dwork joining us here from the Hockey News, a true hockey journalist. Oh, hello, Jennifer. It's not Panthers media day or anything, you know.
I know that look.
So,
that's the Fort Lauderdale traffic look.
So, Dave, here's what I said. I said that when the Panthers started their rebuild and when the Marlins are now doing their rebuild, they have a luxury of doing that the Dolphins don't necessarily have.
What's an ill-luxury?
I said they don't have the luxury.
Did you?
Yes. See, I'm dealing with a buffoon. And I said it because I think we were more patient with what the Panthers were doing, even when they won the President's Cup and said, we got to go different. We got to get tougher.
It's not a cup.
Right?
Dude.
Is it President?
Let the man talk.
Sorry.
Is it? What is it? President's?
Trophy.
Trophy. Okay.
There's only one cup.
We ain't going to make it. We ain't going to make it 4 hours today because you're already on one.
Do you want me to, like, give a synopsis?
No, I can speak for myself.
Is being in the hockey building, like, making the animosity grow? Because, like, I feel like you guys are about to drop the gloves.
Well, I just think I kind of felt like he was trying to give Chris Greer a pass.
No, I wasn't.
Because I said I wanted to hug Bill Zito when I saw him just because he knows how to run
an organization. And so I just merely asked the question, did the Panthers and now the Marlins – are we more accepting when they say they're going to rebuild and do it right than we are if the Dolphins were to do it?
I feel like there's a higher expectation on the Dolphins in this town than anyone else. Maybe unfair because the Dolphins haven't done bleep since I was in high school, which was a long time ago. And the Panthers and the Marlins have kind of only done a bleep. For the majority of their existence. So the Panthers, obviously, the last few years, it's been different. So I feel like it's different playing levels. Like, I think the Dolphins, the level of frustration, and I'm maybe not the right guy to ask because I'm a, you know, you cut me open, I'm going to bleed aqua and orange. I'm a Dolphin fan, and I hate what's happening right now. But I don't want to give them a pass.
I'm not saying anybody gets a pass, right?
Are you saying it's more acceptable?
If the three organizations were to come in front of a room of people and say the same exact thing, we would say, okay, do your thing, Bill Zito. We say, okay, do your thing, Marlins and the Dolphins. Same old damn Dolphins.
But you would say, like, I would argue this. Like, here's the thing is what the Panthers did, like you say, oh, it makes sense now that you traded for Matthew Tkachuk. But when you did it at the time, you traded basically one of the few franchise icons you had. So it was kind of it still was a ballsy move.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't.
Remember, like, that was a first rough year. Like, there was, like, a lot of
Well, that was part of the process of getting to where we are now. That was part of the process of getting to where we can basically give Bill Zito carte blanche.
Yeah. That's why I said I wanted to hug him.
Like,
I didn't think.
But
that.
It's three different situations, though, because the Panthers, you have full trust and faith in the front office. Whatever they do, it's all good. The Marlins, whatever.
We don't really know.
Honestly, I couldn't really. Peter Bendix. Okay, that took me a second, but I got somebody in the front office. So, but no, I'm saying, like, the Panthers you trust. The Marlins are the Marlins.
Right.
Like, cool. We had a fun 2 weeks in June when they swept the Yankees.
July.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And the Dolphins, I don't think. I think there's an immense amount of hope, and there's zero amount of expectation.
Well, there's no trust. You don't trust anybody making decisions.
I hope the Dolphins win like I hope the law of averages plays out. That's where my hope for the Dolphins comes in. I don't have much faith in the decisions that have been made over the last – I mean, over this regime, over past regimes. Like, they haven't shown me anything good in years.
What did you make of Zito's press conference? Anything interesting stand out to you from Mr. Zito?
I mean, the injury stuff obviously jumps out at you.
Kachuk's getting surgery.
Kachuk, he said they're looking December-ish for a return, which I think
sounded a little squirrely on that one.
Well, some people were thinking maybe the Olympics, so I think that's a good thing that they're thinking he's going to be back on the ice and getting ready, and around Christmas time could be cool.
We got Olympic season this year.
People realize how bad that injury is.
So when is the Olympics this year?
February.
So what do? We take a break?
Yeah, it's going to be like a 2 or 3 week break where the league, instead, they're not doing an all-star game. Mm. They're just sending all the good players off to the Olympics and all the average guys can chill.
Is Finland in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to kill them.
Finland's going to, don't sleep on the Finns.
We're going to kill them.
The Finns, the Swedes, don't sleep.
We got Gustav Forsling. They got the best. Yeah. All the best Panthers, And so Bob's just going to chill for a few weeks?
I think Bob will be okay chilling for a few weeks. But they don't have the Russians at the Olympics.
I know. Putin, what are you going to do?
No. Politics and sports, I don't like to mix that pool,
I understand. I understand. It just is what it is. That's why he's not there.
Yeah.
But are you excited to be back?
I am so pumped.
You feel like it was interesting because he said that they're going to give the vets the first week on the ice off, basically. They're going to just let them train. It's basically going to be a rookie training camp the first week. Do you think that's a smart move to kind of just lull these guys in a little bit because they've been to three straight cups?
They've played a lot of hockey the last 2-3 years.
Yeah. I think the vets are getting a break from, like, hell week, maybe, because they're still going to be on the ice training, maybe not in the formal practices, but they've been here almost every day for the last couple of weeks now. Most of the team has been in town already. So it's not like they're going to be taking any time off. I think it's also a part of that they love getting the rookies and the guys that are going to go back to their junior teams in a week. They're giving them the NHL experience right now. They're all going to go on this road trip to Nashville and play in the doubleheader because there's 72 guys in the training camp roster right now.
Jeez.
So probably like 20 of them are going to be going off to their junior teams that aren't actually NHL signed yet or professionally signed yet. So it gives an opportunity to kind of spread it out to everybody, which I think is a cool thing that the Panthers do.
72 guys?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that many people.
It's a big roster.
I know baseball is ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's like so many people out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun one, man. It does feel good to be back. Is there anybody on this team like Lundy taking a leap? Is there anybody that you're expecting even more from this year or anything like that?
Not the whole third line, because obviously you got Hall of Fame Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
But Lundell and Lusterainen. Like, I've been patiently waiting and watching those guys as they've gotten better and gradually. And Lundell, this is going to be his fifth year in the league, and he's like 23, 24 years old, which is like,
he's
what?
The most spoiled player in the league.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Two cups. Like, he's done nothing but – and coming to the Panthers.
Right.
It's been amazing. But no, those two guys particularly, I want to see them. And then on the defensive side, Seth Jones, he was great last year on a really short-term addition. He was learning as they went, as the playoffs were going on. So now he's had a full off season to really digest what Paul Maurice wants him to do. So I'm going to be excited to see how he looks this year, because I think he's going to look even better than he did during the playoff run.
Right. How much do you think they'll miss Kachuk? Like, early there, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to miss him. He's, one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, but has he hasn't really been healthy.
The good thing about the Panthers is, like, they're so deep.
Right.
That you can just kind of manage without him. Like, they're not so reliant on one or two or even three players. Like, Sam Reinhart can be out for 2 weeks and you're missing a guy that scores 40, 50 goals. But somehow the train keeps rolling along.
Yeah, and you want to get him to a point because he is still, like, this crazy thing. He's still young. Like, he's still a guy in his prime.
Yeah.
So you want to get this all behind him because it's almost been like 2 straight years of this, right?
Well, it's also cool that, like, the Panthers are in a spot right now, which we hadn't been, I say we, that hadn't been in forever.
You deserve we.
Thank you. they can miss Tkachuk for a little while and still not worry that they're going to be like, oh, God, are we going to make the playoffs? Like, they're going to make the playoffs. It's going to be okay.
Right.
And they need to be at full strength for the playoffs. It's like Sam Bennett's a good example of a guy who he cannot play the way he plays in the playoffs for 82 games in the regular season. He'll kill himself. He'll drive himself into the ground. He just can't go that hard. So you've got to moderate it. So I think Matthew Tkachuk getting a little bit of time, not off time, but maybe saving his body for the playoffs, the Panthers will be okay.
David Dwork, well, before we get you out of here, you're a young father, okay?
Thank you for calling me young.
Yes, your wee lad. What do you do with his fandom right now? Does he love the Panthers so much more than he loves the Dolphins? Like, where is he at? How is he handling all
this? My 9-year-old?
Yes.
No, he knows the Dolphins exist. Like, we go to games. We were at the game last week. He knows that. Like, the week one, the Colts game, I was home watching that game with my family, and my wife told me after she was impressed by how I kept my cool. Because pre-kids, it was, like, disaster. But now it's just, like, you know, you deal with it. But, with Lundy, my kids are spoiled.
Yeah.
They've known nothing but Panthers victories and Stanley Cups, and it's right. You know, I was walking to school in 10 miles of snow, and these guys, you know, they're getting Stanley Cup trophies, miniature trophies and all that. It's you know, it's awesome.
I think I lost it for the first time after a football game on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
After week one.
Week one.
I had
so depressing.
They didn't even put up a fight.
Nope.
It wasn't.
Like,
it
what's
wasn't,
going
like,
on?
If you have a player, the most frustrating thing for me is, if you have a player that says, I know exactly what you're going to do, and it was 3 years ago, and you're still doing it, that means your offense has no nuance?
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
Has the offense devolved? Because it used to be like there was all this pre-snap motion, and there was exotic plays and routes, and it feels very, not predictable, but it feels very like going through the motions.
You know what it is? It's overcoaching. And overcoaching is you have a play, then you determine what the defense is going to do. So you do you deviate from that play and say, oh, they're probably going to blitz, so we're going to run this quick pass. And they have got you to adjust your offense to get the ball out of your hands, where the first year of this offense, you were all about throwing it deep.
Yeah.
And so you got to get back to that because you're not threatening anybody on the defense.
They're going to get slaughtered tomorrow.
Oh. Nah. You know what?
Slaughtered.
You think so?
No. Is it going to be like 08 where they were 0-2 and they went at New England and they busted out feisty. The Wild? What's this year's Wildcat? That's what we need. We need a Wildcat this year.
The Julian Hill.
Wildcat.
Shut your mouth.
They ain't doing nothing wild. Dude. They're doing very comfortable cat.
Go on.
They're doing comfort cat right now.
They're
doing
pussy cat.
Wildcat. They're doing comfort cat. Little sweep. We don't want to get too hurt.
Nope.
Little toss. A-chan. Run 7 routes. Yeah.
Go follow David Dwork, the Hockey News and the Hockey Show with Metalark Media. He and Roy Bellamy do a fantastic job. Buddy, we're looking forward to the season.
Yeah, I was glad to come say hi to you guys. It's good to see you in person.
I'm sorry Leroy didn't land the plane on this point.
Yeah, I'm getting more excited to see Leroy than you at this point. You're just getting so negative.
He's so mean to me. What is this?
Please.
You're so mean. I'm never that mean to you.
I didn't mention the crumb in your beard once.
Hold on.
She debuted on the
Hold
show
on.
With that.
I will not allow this to somebody who tried to sneak onto the screen. Absolutely not.
Thanks, buddy. We'll take a break. Back after this from Panthers Media Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here, 104.3 FM, WQAM. And we're live from Panthers Media Day. We got one of the champs here with us, Etu Lostarinen, joining us here. Etu, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How was the summer, dude? It looked like you guys got a king's welcome in Finland. It looked amazing.
Yeah, I mean, off-season weather is nice in Finland, so I always like to go back there and relax and see all the family and friends. And once again, it was a lot of fun.
How was the day with the cup?
Yeah, I mean, this year I did a little more relaxed day. Visited a children's hospital for a few hours, and then just had a like I said, more relaxed time with my friends and family. And then we headed over dinner and a couple drinks after.
That must have been fun. Like, it has to be so cool though to see the four of you guys together. What you guys have done for that country, like, does that feel like a little extra special between you and Barkey and Meeksy and Lundy just together doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's always like fun to share this with those guys, and they're a big part of the team. And it's good for the hockey in Finland too. I think like that there's a lot of like winning culture to the hockey, and it excites more young kids to play hockey too.
You do realize you're spoiling the country, right? You say, hey, this cup's not coming every year. they're like looking for that trip. Hey, when's the cup coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about now. Like, it's the craziest thing. So that's the feel. You played a lot of hockey, though, right? And how much downtime did you have? Like, after some point, you go, okay, let's reboot, get ready to move on, start working out. How long was that period of time?
Yeah, usually I take like anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks off, I think. Not even physically, but like mentally, just cool down and think other things than hockey and spend time with my family and friends, like I said. But then, yeah, usually it's just after 2 weeks, you're starting to feel restless. You want to do something, start a little easier, like play some games like tennis or paddle or something like that.
How surprised were you last year just how easy, how it seemed easy when Marchand comes onto the team? You and Lundy and him just, boom, it seemed like it just clicked. Like, did you guys feel that instantaneously, or did it take more work than it looked like it did?
Yeah, actually, it kind of surprised me too how easy the transition was. We played a few games towards the end of the regular season, and yeah, we were getting chances every game, and I didn't feel that like a whole year. And offensively, especially for me, it was a huge boost that he came in. Everything clicked pretty well, like you said, and obviously playoffs, we did a good job.
Yeah, well, that's been old hat for them.
It's one of the most amazing things to me is, unlike any other sport, when you see new guys come in, they always talk about the amount of time it's going to take to get used to that player, you know, his game or whatever. Every player that's been added to this team has seemingly fit right in with their game, how they play. And they can just go out and play the game they've been playing the whole career, and it fits. It just fits. And is that surprising to you? Because you probably had new teammates before, and you're like, oh, this is what I like. This is what you take some time to get accustomed to playing with that guy, but not here. It just seems to work seamlessly.
Yeah, I mean, I think just the culture here, everybody works for the team, and especially playoffs, like, everybody blocks shots, everything, like, from top PP guy to all the way to down the lineup. And I think obviously all the guys we bring in are professionals. They can adjust their game too a little bit to like play the way we want to, and bring their best, obviously.
What's Mikkola like? What's Nico Mikkola like off the ice? He seems like the most terrifying thing that's ever graced the ice.
Tell him what you call him.
I call him the polar bear. Like, he like, remember, like, there was at one point where like he was like shoving somebody in the ice last year. I'm just like, I don't understand anybody who would want to go against him in a hockey game.
Yeah, I think on ice he is like one of the intense, at least Finns. Like, I know he plays hard and doesn't back down. But off ice, he's more relaxed, I think, funny guy, just pretty regular guy, but like, easy to spend time with and have fun.
Do you feel like a lot of you guys have that switch? Because everybody says, you know, how hard of a style the Panthers have brought to the league. Like, you guys, it's become so old hat that it feels like you break these teams down as a series goes on. Like, they can't keep up that intensity. How long did it take to build that for you guys as a franchise?
Yeah, I think obviously we've been building that past few years now, 3-4 years, and I think just from day one camp we start working hard and go through the regular season. Obviously it's hard to bring it every night. There's games one or two like you can bring your best, like obviously trying to, but like it's just so hard to do. So and playoffs, it's tough for the other teams. Like you say, we're trying to play for that game 7 and break their D's down, like go after them and like play as hard as we can. And obviously, yeah, it's hard to play like that. So trying to do off ice, everything good, like recovery and food wise.
From your standpoint, you guys got an opportunity to do something pretty historic. Like this, the three-peat's been elusive in hockey for a while. Do you think about that at all, or is it too big, too far away to even put that in the scope right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're going for it. Like we have all the tools for it. We got a good team again. Like everything's good to go. But obviously it's a lot of work. It's still far, far away. So can't think of it too much.
It's such a grind. Like, do you have, as your years have gone on, like, is there any different way you go about the regular season? As far as this run has gone?
Yeah, I mean, you try to put yourself in a good spot. Think of the playoffs, and I think just the main thing is to get in. Like last year, we started all the series away, so it wasn't an issue. So
yeah,
just to get in the playoffs, and obviously you want to finish as high as you can.
Was it your first time meeting your country's president?
No, we met him last time.
Oh, so it's like it's become a tradition now.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. That's a couple nuts. Times. You guys get to go. Like, does that blow your family away? Does that blow you away that you're in these kind of moments?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special to meet him once, and even more than like couple times already. So it's an honor, and it's always a pretty special moment.
What are those dinners like? Are they fancy?
We had lunch, but we had a little sauna after with him, so that was pretty cool too.
The sauna with the president of Finland?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Could you imagine if we had lunch with Trump? He yeah. goes, hey, let's go sit in the sauna.
Let's go sit in the sauna. Let's hang out. Yeah. Ed Tulos-Torino, hey, man, good luck this season. Thanks for spending some time with us, man. This was a blast, and we're looking forward to it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll take a break. Back with more from Tobin and Leroy right here on 104.3 WQM. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. We take you guys up until 2, and we are live from the Baptist Health Iceplex for Florida Panthers Media Day. One of the new Panthers stopping by. Jeff Petrie joining us here. Hey, man, welcome to South Florida.
Thank you.
It's great to have you down here. What went into the decision? What made you want to come to the Cats?
You know, when they called, you know, it was – there's a lot of interest there, obviously, with the track record over the last couple of years. And then just talking with my agent, with Bill, you know, I thought it would be a good fit. And you know, everyone kind of said when they call, you know, that's something that you know, you have to take advantage of.
You see how they play hockey and the style in which they play, and everybody talks about it and whatever. So when you get that call, are you getting yourself ready, or you go, no, this is my game too? Or do you know you're going to have to play, like, certain parts of your game you're going to have to ramp up and be more physical?
No, I mean, I think that's something that, you know, like you said, that they play a distinct style. You know, they have a lot of skill up front, but those guys, they play hard, and, you know, playing against them for years, you know, it's not a fun game going into. So, you know, that's a, you know, exciting to be on this side of it. And, you know, on my game, I think, you know, I skate well, play a physical game. So I think it, it kind of fits into the system.
What is, you know, what have you thought about your first days down here in South Florida? Have you been getting used to it? Because you've been in some cold climates.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
you get to come down here and, swear, it's been it's everybody's been saying like they've enjoyed their experience. I mean, it's obviously you're coming into kind of a golden age of hockey down here, but is this a different feel coming down to a place like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different feel. Obviously, you know, coming to a warm climate. I think you said I've been in cold weather my whole career, and you know, we've been down here. We have four boys that are in school, so we've been down here for a little over a month already, and you know, the area. This, you know, the practice rink here, everything is, you know, has been really enjoyable so far. And now the fun gets started.
Have you been to the arena yet?
First time down there this morning.
So, really? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I was just walking in a different door. You know, obviously played in it, you know, several times, but walking in a different door and seeing the. The home side is, you know, it's always different.
Do the boys play? Are they at the age where they play hockey yet?
Our oldest three are playing. So we have 10, 8, and 6. They're playing. They're really into hockey, really into baseball. So two sports that...
very similar. Yeah. In fact, and when you golf with a baseball player and you golf with a hockey player, they both hit the ball the same way because they're all right-handed. They all... And so they hit this big old hook.
Yeah.
What's the welcome been like from your teammates? Like, have you gotten to interact with them a lot, or does that happen now in camp?
You know, I think it's been nice, you know, coming down before camp starts. You know, there was, when I first got down here, there's five guys, and then, you know, another week passes, a couple more coming to town. So, you know, not only learning the area and things like that, but getting to know your teammates prior to the start of camp. That's been, you know, one of the nice things about having to come down here so early for the kids' school is, you know, being in the locker room, interacting with the guys, getting to know them before, you know, things really get started, you know, with the start of camp.
Go ahead. Is there a few guys that, you know, because I know when I switch teams, there's a couple of guys who I played against that I couldn't stand, and then you actually hang out with them or talk to them, and you go, that's hockey.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah, there's a few on, you know, there's teammates throughout my career that yeah. you hated playing against, but, you know, they're some of the best teammates you've had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Brad Marchand's one yes. of those guys that hey, I'm like, sure pops up into a lot of guys. Yeah. you know, I actually – talked to him a little bit after we played him at the end of last season, and you know, coming in, I mean, yeah. Playing with a good friend of mine played with him in Boston. He said, he's like, he's the best. Like, you're going to love him, but that's what I think makes him
his
who
name
he is,
comes
is,
up a lot.
It makes him who he is. He's a guy that you do not like to play yeah. to play against, and that's, I think, everybody's goal.
Jeff Petrie, we're happy to have you here, man. Best of luck this upcoming season. I think the Cats are going to welcome you. And no, it seems like when anybody new comes in here, they blend right in and they get the best out of them. So we're excited to see what you bring this year.
No, thank you.
Thanks.
There you go. We'll take a break. Is Jonah going to hop on, Jay Fager, or should we go to break? Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks. All right.
Jonah Gadjevich about to stop on over here.
What's
Jonah,
up,
what's
guy?
Going up, man?
What's up? What's
good to
happening?
See those hands. Those hands look rested. They haven't been gnarled on anybody's face recently. Jonah Gadjevich stopping here on Tobin and Leroy. How are you, man? How was your summer?
It's great, man. Yeah, real nice. You know, just to have some downtime back home and, you know, get to spend all my days with my wife and kids. And, you know, nothing beats that time.
How was the, did the celebration, did it live up to what you imagine it your whole hockey life?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, it's the best thing ever, right? You know, we definitely enjoyed it. I think everyone enjoyed themselves.
It seemed it.
Yeah, you just have a lot of fun, man. You know, it just like it's so much work to get to this point, and then to be such a you know, be part of such a fun group and such an amazing group. You know, when you have success like that, you got to celebrate.
Did everybody comment in whatever group chat you guys had on Alexander Barkov's Instagram live on the night you guys celebrated? Because that thing went crazy of him. It looked like Sam Reinhart wanted to go back partying, but for some reason he's on social media and he just has to opine on how much they've won and how proud he is. He was definitely, you know, a few celebratory beverages in. But I was just curious if anybody had seen this and been like, Barky, like, why didn't you just go back to the party?
Dude, honestly, I haven't seen it. So
I'm gonna have to
surf the web here when we're done.
You're going to have to. You're an absolute menace. Everybody, I mean, like, this is known. Where does that come from?
I don't know, man. Like, you just, like, I don't know. You get on the ice and, you know, you got to have to be what you got to be out there to win games and be successful. So, you know, for me, it's just doing whatever I can do and just having fun while I'm doing it. And I think, you know, we were able to see that during the playoffs. There was just like being in the moment and soaking it all in and just having fun while I'm doing it.
Now, how long before it takes you when the season starts, something happens and you go, oh, that's it, I'm done. Like, you're back. You know, you're back. And somebody either does something to you or to a teammate, and you go, okay, okay, this is it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it could be the first shift. Like, you know, who knows, right? Like,
right.
I think, you know, I'm a pretty calm guy, just chill dude, you know? But,
right.
You know, so over the summertime, you know, I'm not getting in any scuffles or
right.
nothing. So I think by the time the first game comes, I'm all bottled up and like, hey, if something happens, I'm ready to go.
Well, yeah, we were just talking to Ed too about this with Mikola, and he's like, oh, yeah, we swear he's a calm guy. And I'm like, he looks like the most terrifying thing on ice. So this, like, the switch you guys have to flip, like, are you finding zen off the ice? Like, what do you do to relax and then what is that mode like where it's like, boom, it flips?
Man, I don't know. Yeah, it's just like, you know, for me, obviously, I got my twins at home. And so the second I leave the rink, I'm just full dad mode and just having fun, laughing with them, making funny faces with them. And, you know, and then when I get to the rink, I mean, you know, I even see them during our warmups, like they'll be at the glass and I'll be blowing them kisses. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, I'll be punching someone in the face. And it's just like, it's kind of a weird switch.
He's
right?
Like, dad is at work yeah. right now, guys. Yeah. Dad is at work.
Exactly.
Well, guys who are enforcers like you and guys who got to get it, like, do you train fighting like at all? Like, is that just hockey fighting growing up doing that? Like, did you ever go to a boxing gym, an MMA gym to kind of perfect some things or get some, I remember talking to Sean Thornton about this. Like, he'd be like, he's out there. He's at American Top Team up the road. And so did you ever feel that way, or is it just hockey muscles? Like, that's how you always got down with that?
Well, my brother, he's 2 years older than me. And, you know, him and I would always just hit the pads. You know, we had a you know, punching bag in the basement, so we'd hit that. And then, you know, we'd work on our skills there. And then we'd start sparring each other. And then, you know, it just kind of developed like that. And then I've taken, yeah, some boxing classes, MMA classes, just – stuff that I'm into like that, you know, it's just fun it's a fun exercise, right? So just from doing that, and then, you know, my first year playing junior hockey, we had a guy, I think his name was Nathan Parrott, who was a, you know, pretty tough customer in the NHL back in the day, and I learned some stuff from him. And, you know, but honestly, for the most part, like, I think, you know, for me in the summertime, like, I'm just trying to get stronger. I'm trying to work on my game, trying to, you know, like I said, just develop as a hockey player. And you know, the fighting stuff, it's fun and it happens, yeah. And I'm willing to do it, but it just, you know, I just kind of,
it has to be so demoralizing. Yeah. I could just picture me just wailing and we're fighting and then it's over and you laugh and right. I'm like, that would drive me crazy. Yeah. So when you do When you do that, you just think, I got him.
Well, I think that's like the point of it was just like, you know, that game I was just being stupid. But, you know, like I said, I was just feeding, you know, the crowd was going crazy. I'm having fun. And it's just like, hey, like, you know, guys, you know, you can try to get under people's skin. Like, right. It ain't going to work. You know, I'm just going to laugh. Like, I'm going to have some fun with it. Like, you know, you're not going to, like, actually get me angry.
Those guys are on your team.
Yeah.
All the guys that do that.
Exactly.
Are on your team.
For sure. So I had a good crew behind me, backing me up there, loving every second of it.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
You know, it's just, it's so fun to play here and then be part of this group.
I don't know which one I love more. Was the face hour when you were trimming the trimming in the box?
My nails. Yeah.
Wild.
Well, man, like I don't know. I feel like I trim my nails regularly, but like I think during that fight, like my nail had like peeled back, so it was like it just hurts. So I was like just trying to like cut the nail off like as far as I could, but kind of the clip came out and it just looks like I'm like filing my nails in the
box. What does one do in a penalty box? Like does the mind wander? Do you look at it? Are you have to be focused on the game? What are those minutes like?
Damn, that's a good question actually. I don't know. I feel like, you know, the first little bit of being in the box, especially after a fight, you're just trying to catch your breath. Like you're pretty tired typically from throwing, you know, punches. And then, you know, after that, you're just kind of, you know, watching the game, but also kind of looking around because people sitting around you, like in the crowd, try to, you know, interact with you and stuff. So it's fun when you're in the box during home games because, you know, people are like cheering you on. But then, you know, when you're on the road, like people are just giving it to you and you're just like, I got to sit here and take it for another couple minutes.
Man, it's a wild. How was your day with the cup this summer?
It was great, man. Yeah, I got to take it back home to the city where I grew up in Whitby, Ontario. So it was a lot of fun. It's just so cool to, you know, spend a day with the cup one-on-one like that and then get to share it with, you know, family and friends. So, you know, for me, I got to take it to my parents' place and, you know, the rink where I grew up and, you know, just taking it to places like that, you know, where, you know, I spent all my childhood dreaming of being a hockey player and then dreaming of, you know, maybe one day lifting the cup. Like,
I know what you did. You wanted to take the cup in Canada and tell all the Canadian teams, see, when's the last time you saw this thing?
Rub some salt in the wound on the
way. Oh, my goodness.
Jonah Gadjevich, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for spending time with us. Good luck this upcoming season. And you're a blast to watch on the ice, and we're looking forward to this year.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll take a break here from Panthers Media Day. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.